Hi, and welcome back to the Uncharted Entrepreneurs Podcast. I'm your host, Sherry Miter, and today we're going to talk about vision boards and five key elements that you want to make sure your vision board includes, or it may not work for you. It may not manifest or come to life all the things you put on it. And then what's the point? It just becomes something that's pretty to look at, which is not the point of a vision board. So we're going to dive into what is a vision board, the definition of it, and then how to make sure that you create your vision board so that it will work for you. All right, let's get going. Let's untie those dock lines and create that vision board to make your dreams a reality. Okay, so what is a vision board, or some call them dream boards? If you ask Google, and isn't that the first thing we do today, is ask Google, the first definition that pops up says, a vision board is a tool used to help clarify, concentrate, and maintain focus on what truly matters to you. Literally, a vision board is any sort of board on which you display images that represent whatever you want to be, do, or have in your life. Sounds like it would be simple enough to create, right? And maybe you've already created a vision board. Maybe you've done them in the past, and maybe you've had huge success with them. A lot of people I know do. Or maybe you've created a vision board before. You attended a workshop, you did all the things, but like nothing on your vision board's ever come to fruition. And it may just mean that there's a few key elements that you're missing when you create your vision board. So I'm going to share those five key elements with you today. I do want to say, if you want to dive deeper into this, I don't know when you listen to this. The show is going to go live on Friday, January 8th. And on Saturday, January 9th, I am hosting a live interactive workshop. Live for COVID standards, it's on Zoom. Doesn't that mean live today, right? So there's still a few openings on that, and I'll post the link in the show notes. So you can still get into the workshop if you'd like. It's just $19, and I'm going to share all the details to make sure you create the right type of vision board, and then how to make sure that vision board works for you so that you can see all those things on your board, or at least most of them, come to life. Now, if by chance you're listening to this show, which many of you will be, and it's past January 9th, but you're still curious about the workshop, don't worry, you can still watch the replay. Or if you need help with all goal setting, I have a great course out there that helps you go through all the goal setting, not just with your own personal life, but for your business as well. It's full of a ton of information. So you can check that out in the link below as well. And that will include the vision board creating workshop. We're going to put the recording in there. Okay, let's jump into these five elements. And, you know, sometimes it seems simple. It's like, okay, so I just get a board and I cut out pictures of things I like and want, and I put them on this board, and then I should have those things in a year, right? And that's what a lot of people think. And that's not exactly the way it works. Sometimes you might have that happen. But it's really getting a clear vision to what you really want in your life. And I mean, crystal clear. The clearer, the better. You know, and even this is a biblical thing. In Proverbs 29:18, it says, without a vision, the people will perish. So we want a clear vision on what you want in your life. That's why going through a goal setting course first is really ideal. And so the number one element is making sure your vision board meets the criteria that it's crystal clear. And I'll give you four elements of that. So within making sure your vision board items are crystal clear, you want to make sure that they are specific. And I talk about this a lot in my goal courses. You may have even caught some of my free courses online, and I talk about this. And, you know, saying that I want to be wealthy isn't a real goal, but making six-figure annual income is. Or maybe you're already at six figures and you want to jump to a million or multi six figures. So on your vision board, instead of just having like a bag of money, it would be better to have a $100,000 bill or a $100,000 check. I love putting like a blank check on there and what you want that check to look like. Or maybe a picture of your bank account with, you know, however much money you want on there. So it's more specific. The other thing you want your vision board items to include is that they are not dependent purely on luck. Like winning a lottery should not be on your vision board because you have absolutely no control over that one. The other thing too is the goal should be specific, but the how should be left to, I would say God, some people would say the universe, to figure out. So when you're putting things on your vision board, you want the outcome picture to be on there, not necessarily the how. We're going to leave that up to, again, God or the universe. So an example of this is, and sometimes it comes in ways we didn't expect, which is kind of, to me, that's God's humor. So for instance, my new friend, Barbara Jean, she was sharing her vision board with me, and she had a picture last year on her vision board of her working from home in her PJs. Well, guess what? COVID hit. And even though she has I think she works for the state. Guess where Barbara Jean's working? From home in her PJs. Now, I'm pretty sure that is not really what she thought about when she put that on her board, because I know she wants to, you know, scale her own business. But so sometimes the how is kind of funny. We just got to go with it. But ultimately, her vision came true. She's working from home. The other thing, your vision board items, when you're figuring out what to put on there, you want to make sure that they quantify with a what, when, why, how, and how much. And it kind of ties into what we said before about being specific. So take the big goal and kind of quantify it down. The clearer you can get with your vision of what you want, the better it works for you. So if you're putting a picture of a house on there, make sure it's exactly the type of house you would want. Like maybe even the inside of it. Like the more vivid you can be with what you want in your life, the better the chances are that you're going to come close to that or exactly that. Okay, so that was number one, a lot in number one. The rest of them are going to go much quicker, I promise you. So that was just making sure that what you put on your vision board meets those few criteria. Okay, number two is make sure your big goal is front and center on your vision board. It needs to be in the right spot because how you lay out the pictures on your vision board does matter. So make sure your ultimate goal is front and center. It's what your eye is drawn to when you look at the board. Number three, make sure your vision board incites emotion when you look at it. If it doesn't, it's not good enough yet. It's not deep enough. So you need to go deeper with that what, that why, that how much, and really get emotional attachment to your vision board. That when you look at it and you really think about all those things on your vision board, like you could almost cry thinking about what it's going to be like when all those things come to fruition. So it needs to incite emotion. Number four, make sure it doesn't bring up fears, false beliefs, or doubt when you look at it. Now, it probably is going to bring up a little bit of that, but the positive emotion of what it's going to feel like when you achieve those things or have those things or you are those things should overpower the fears, false beliefs, doubt. There's a quote I found that says, make your vision so clear that your fears become irrelevant. So if you are looking at your vision board and the thought of having, or even in the back of your mind, you know the work that it's going to take to do that and achieve that becomes so fearful to you, or the false belief of when you look at things, you think, well, I'll never have that. I could never make that much money, or I'll never have a house like that. And all these negative emotions start coming into your brain and overpower you when you look at it. You got to do some work on that. call up another life coach, call me up. Let's talk through that. Because your positive emotions have to be more powerful than the negative ones. Okay, enough on that one. That's a deep one that you've got to spend some time addressing. It's either changing the goals or work through those emotions. Why are you feeling that way? And that really takes hiring a good coach to do that. Okay, number five is keep your board where you will see it often. Don't hide it away in a closet. My best vision boards have been the ones that have been in my kitchen window where I look at it every day, all the time. Also, in a bedroom is a great place where you can see it when you go to bed at night. I've even heard of people putting not necessarily a vision board, but some of their ultimate goals right on their ceiling, right when they fall asleep, you know, where you're laying down in bed and they see this, like whatever they want their salary to be or their ultimate thing in life right now is right on the ceiling above their head when they go to bed. In the bathroom, where you're going to see it, on a visor, those are little goals. But your big vision board should definitely be proudly displayed where you can see it. And yeah, you might have some people come in and say, what's that? And poo-poo your dreams, but that's okay. Don't let them rain on your parade. Be proud of your vision board and keep it where you're going to see it. And the best thing to do with your vision board, and this I dive into a lot more in the workshop, because this is so important, that you need to almost meditate on it, study it, just spend a few minutes. I know it sounds really weird, but you need to spend time with your vision board. And again, it's the more you can emotionalize it, and really feel how it's going, what it's going to be like when you achieve these things and you have these things and you are those things, the better the chances are that it's going to come to fruition. It's going to manifest itself. So those are five key elements that when you're creating your vision board, make sure that, you know, you really pay attention to those five things. You'll have way better luck with them. And again, it's because it's not about just cutting out pictures and pasting them on a board. I keep saying that over and over again, but it's so true. Going to leave you with another quote here. And this is from Rosabeth Moss Cantor of Harvard Business School. And she said, a vision is not just a picture of what could be. It is an appeal to our better selves, a call to become something more. And to me, that is what a vision board is. It's the be, do, have of what we can be when we put it out there. And trust me, they do work. You know, I've shared countless stories of them. I've seen so many things in my own life and other people's lives. They do work. So I highly encourage you to create a vision board for 2021. And Lord have mercy, don't we need some good positive vibes out there, right? And again, I do still have a few openings for the workshop on Saturday, January 9th, if you're listening to this in time. It's 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. The link is down below. Or if it's after the 9th and you want to, if you just want the vision board, just shoot me an email and I'll figure out a way to still send that to you. You know what the cost is, just $19. Or if you want the whole goal setting workshop, the link for that is down below as well. Okay. So as always, thanks for listening. If you do create a vision board, do me a huge favor. Post a picture of it on Instagram or Facebook and tag me in it. Tag Sherry Miter, SHERIMITER, no multiple letters, at least together. So SHERIMITER, tag me or tag Uncharted Entrepreneurs. And I would love to see your vision boards or see you on Saturday.